We don't have as much time to get to this today, but certainly we can tomorrow. But I didn't want to go without at least acknowledging this. So Yahoo Sports, Ross Dellinger, did a story today on how the new college football playoff came to be, the 12-team format. And now, of course, we're now in an era where the teams are actually going to be making different amounts of money. The Big Ten teams are going to make more money than the SEC teams. I'm sorry, the Big Ten and the SEC are going to make more than the ACC and the Big 12, which wasn't that way before.
Mm-hmm.
It was split between the power conferences and the group of five. Now there's a split actually within the power conferences. But there was this anecdote from the story that a lot of folks are reading and saying, wow. And you would not expect it. You would not expect it with people in these positions to not have these petty grudges, but it just goes to show you, and I've said this many times, you don't have to have a college degree to run college athletics. A college degree doesn't necessarily mean you're smart. But famously, there was a conversation that took place in January of 2022 where they were going to, they thought they were going to approve the expanded college football playoff. And they thought it was going to go to 12 teams. And they thought everything was going to be, okay, we're going to, here's how we're going to do it. And then everything kind of unraveled. And it unraveled because of mistrust, Greg Sankey and the SEC stealing away Oklahoma and Texas, the Big 12 or the Big 10, the Big 12 and the ACC forming the alliance.
That was a great league.
And at this meeting, just everything that they had worked for just came undone. And there was talk in that moment that, hey, maybe the SEC and the Big Ten will just take their ball and go somewhere else because they were tired of all of it. And the as the story is written, would the SEC have really taken its proverbial ball and left the CFP? Here's the direct quote from SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey. Absolutely. When we ended that set of meetings in January 2022 without a decision, I was clear. If you're going to walk away from this opportunity, we are going to reevaluate our position on format, revenue sharing, and governance. People called me after the latest deal and said, why did you take such a hard line? Why did you put us in this position? I said, you guys walked away from the deal. So basically, getting shot down in 2022 emboldened Greg Sankey to say, you know what? Screw you guys. You want to blow this thing up, and I'm going to blow it up for you. And this is what's running our sport now.
Do you believe him, though? I do not believe that.
He said it.
That's fine. People lie all the time.
Why would you lie about that?
Because he can grandstand right now because we're living in a world where they have the expanded playoffs. So, like, we can't ever prove him wrong other than to say, I don't believe you. I don't believe him. What's the purpose of the SEC doing its own thing by itself? Who are they going to play?
Each other.
Cool. Why would we?
That was the conversation being had 2 years ago.
I don't buy it. I don't believe it. I don't believe that they would have left to play themselves over and over and over.
If they would have gotten the money, I think they would have. And they're obviously working on doing that now.
What do you mean they're working on doing it now?
I mean, we're trending in the direction where two leagues are going to run the whole thing.
Oh, sure. That's different, in my opinion, than the SEC just going off on its own at the time, a 16-team league and just playing each other. What's the benefit of that? And why would anyone care besides the fans there? I don't buy that. Unless they had assurances from the Big Ten that they're coming along with them or that they're going to suddenly expand.
You don't think that the SEC would just do its own thing?
No, not to that degree. Not in its current form, because there would be no purpose for it.
The purpose would be we get all the money. We get to keep all the money.
See, where I think that they overestimate that hand if they were to play that is if you are just off to the side as 16 teams and you are not playing for a national championship and there is no season-long race and you're comparing yourselves to other schools, that the interest level beyond that part of the country would disappear.
I think the idea of them listen,
if they're bringing brands with them, then I would change.
If they would have gone and done it, I think they either A, would have added more teams, or other schools would have, like Big Ten schools, would have followed along.
Okay, now if that would have happened, then sure, I could see that happen.
So, but in order for that to happen, one team would have to say, you know what, we're going to pull out of this whole deal. We're going to pull out of this entire college football playoff and thus delegitimize that entity to do our own thing. And then that, by proxy, would wake up some of the other schools saying, well, no, we got to, if we're going to do this, we got to be with those guys.
Yeah,
we can't be with everybody else. We got to be with those guys.
If it starts a domino.
So that's where I think he's coming from when he says this.
Okay. Now, if that were to happen, sure, I could have seen that. Then I wouldn't call him a liar. But if it's just him and his band of teams, I just don't see what the purpose of that is.
I mean, that's the threat. But they would have known, hey, Ohio State, Michigan,
they need the
those
other
schools,
brands.
They would have come along, the Big Ten. Someone would have had to play the role of the bad guy. What he's saying here is, I was willing to play the heel. I was willing to be the bad guy and do this. And thus, other schools would eventually have to follow suit, because there's no way. No one would recognize a college football. Basically, it's Greg Sankey doing the opposite of what the Big Ten had been doing. Well, not the opposite, but backing out. Because for the longest time, people would declare national championships because of the alliance, but it didn't feel all the way. Why? Because the Rose Bowl and the Big Ten and the Pac-12 weren't involved.
Yeah.
This would have been basically Greg Sankey saying, you know what? I'm willing to just go back to those days. And we'll just pull out. You guys can keep having your playoff, but no one's going to recognize you as a legitimate champion because we're not involved.
Man, see, and
that's
again,
how I
if
read
you
this.
Bring, if you're right, if you're right on your read, and they would have brought other schools, then I would certainly say I'm wrong on this opinion. But if it was just them, I think that they delegitimized themselves, because it's 16 teams in one part of the country that's only playing themselves.
Oh, it would have delegitimized everything.
Yeah,
but then eventually, everyone would have come to their side of the fence, because they're one of the rich team. They're one of the rich leagues, and that's where the best football is played.
Maybe, like,
I guarantee you, that's what would have happened. If that would have happened, the Big Ten would have eventually followed them.
Now,
as we found out, the reason why this whole deal blew up in the first place was because of the alliance, which was started by the Big Ten. And as we found out, the Big Ten was willing to blow up the alliance for their own benefit.
Yeah.
Absolutely, the Big Ten would have walked away.
Now,
they would have let Sankey take all the heat, and then they would have just followed along in their draft, similar to how they followed everybody else along when they decided to play because of COVID.
Yeah, and so if that would have happened, sure. But if it would have just been them by themselves, I think it would have been stupid. But maybe I'm overestimating everything. I just can't imagine one part of the country being off on its own and the rest of the country saying, yeah, I'm okay with this, and I'm still going to acknowledge the SEC as the best of the best when they're only playing each other. Maybe the backlash would have actually come for the other leagues or the other conference.
Oh, it would have.
You know?
It would have, because Sankey would have been able to.
Can you imagine the SEC being the little, or like the, let's side with the SEC publicly?
But think about it, because here's what Greg Sankey could have said. He could have said, we had a 12-team deal. We had a deal. Yeah. We were ready to go, and they decided to blow it up. Those guys decided to blow it up, so we said, fine, we're walking away.
Yeah.
He would have been able to play that card, and he would have been able to make everybody else look like the bad guy who ended the deal.
Yeah.
And then teams would have eventually just come over to their side of thinking, and that's how it would have ended up, I think.
Normal sport.
Very normal. Very normal.
The most normal.
Like Nick Grimm.
Yep.
Who will ask us questions.
What everyone says about me.
That's right. And now we're going to have a 12-team playoff. But in the NBA, they have a 16-team playoff,
woo!
Not including the play-in games. So technically, it's like a...
No, John, we're down to 16 teams.
Well, right now, you can go on your own playoff run by placing any $5 bet with the FanDuel Sportsbook, and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. You do not have to win that first $5 bet. And you get $150 in bonus bets to use for the rest of the playoffs.
What?
And the good news is the playoffs are still going to happen for the next 7 months.
Just
you
three.
You got a lot of time.
Just three.
You got a lot of time. to enjoy that $150. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/1620 and get started today.
Three games tonight. John, Magic +5.5 on the road in Cleveland. 76ers +5 on the road in New York. And my Lakers +7 at the defending champion Denver Nuggets. Go to FanDuel.com/1620 today and take advantage of this offer that John mentioned. $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, that you can use throughout the rest of the NBA playoffs. Again, it's FanDuel.com/1620. 21 plus and present in Iowa. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit is required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.